Thank you, Chair. The first observation I would like to make is that this statement, or a very similar statement, was already included in the first version of these guidelines, which is currently published, which said, however, resolution number 40 enables rather than restricts, so implementing governments may, if they choose, issue ICC to a national or resident of a country which has not implemented resolution number 40. Now, the intent when the guidelines were redrafted, certainly from my understanding, was to, if anything, make that less obvious in these guidelines rather than more obvious. But based on the response we have received from the Belgian delegation, clearly the opposite has happened. I have had a look at how we might resolve this, and I think that rather than a document that is potentially encouraging people to do something, a simple statement of fact that there are deviations from what was envisaged by Resolution 40 happening, which we know because they have been spoken about in this working party in the past. For example, we know that Croatia, certainly 3 or 4 years ago, was issuing the ICC more widely than is recommended by the resolution. And another example, we have just seen the new sample certificate from Germany, which doesn't include an expiry date, even though that is something that the resolution says should be on the certificate. So there are deviations. I think by making a simple statement in these frequently asked questions that indicates that deviations happen, because the guidelines are intended to help recreational boaters understand what is a very complex situation with evidence of competence when moving from country to country. I think that might be the way forward. So I would be most willing to put forward a proposal and work with the Belgian delegation, the Secretariat, and other members of the informal working group on recreational navigation to find a solution to this issue that the Belgian delegation has raised. Thank you.